Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly is with me now for the tech takeover. Jess, too long didn't read. Elon Musk, the topic this week.
Yeah, he's never far from the news. But I'm sure, as many people have heard, he's been given a new role by President-elect Donald Trump. So he will now be one of two people leading the newly created Department of Government Efficiency.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a really good question. So it says here now that this department, it's not going to be a government agency first and foremost. They're going to give advice and guidance to those in the White House to try and drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government never seen before. So this is kind of like word soup.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, not to be a wagon wheel now, but you know when people send out tweets or LinkedIn posts and it's like, we have continued to, intensify and magnify our output with, you know, blue sky thinking. There's basically now a role for that. And that's what Elon Musk and a former Republican presidential candidate are going to lead in this Department of Government Efficiency.
So Elon Musk and others are kind of presenting this as a huge win that they're going to create all these efficiencies. He did have quite a funny post on X. He said, threat to democracy? No, threat to bureaucracy. Which I thought was very clever. I guess he is suggesting, and others, that, you know, they'll be kind of firing civil servants left, right and centre. I strongly suspect nobody's going to lose their job. And instead, this is just optics. This is so they can point to something and say, look what we're doing.
I wouldn't be so sure. Now, I have spent a fair bit of time, more time than I would like, talking about Elon Musk over the last number of years. And very often, particularly in the case of Twitter / X, it's not been good for humans. It's not been good for workers, the changes that were made to the platform. But I've been looking back at Elon Musk's career and his life. And when you read about him, he's an incredibly impressive human being. Some of the stuff that he has done over his time is pretty remarkable. I'm sure if you've ever heard him speak, you'll know that he was born in South Africa. He started his first ever business when he was, I think, 12 years old. He was selling 7-Up and lemonade and stuff like that, door to door, Christmas gifts, chocolate Easter eggs, all that kind of stuff. And he developed his first video game as well when he was a child. He then went on to the University of Pennsylvania. And he ended up dropping out of college and started two startups that went on to great success, one of which ended up joining forces with PayPal, which was then sold to eBay back in 2002 for $1.5 billion. Since then, he's obviously gone on to the likes of SpaceX and Tesla. And, you know, you can have whatever feelings you might have about Tesla and SpaceX, but there's no denying that he has shaken things up and he has been properly innovative in a space that has been well established. The internet company that he has as well, again, revolutionary thinking. So there's no denying that he is a smart man. But the reason why we are so familiar with him is because of what happened around the time of X/Twitter. Now, if you think back to how all this started, Elon Musk was a prolific tweeter.
Yeah.
Loved the platform, loved the idea of being able to share your thoughts in real time. He's obviously a big advocate for freedom of speech. But then he got into a bit of a nonsensical tit for tat around buying Twitter.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to buy it. He put $44 billion on the table to buy it, then started to get cold feet. Then was almost, but backed away before it got to this point, but was almost compelled to go through with the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now Twitter has gone from that $44 billion valuation or whatever you want to call it to around $19 billion. We've seen advertisers flee from the platform. We have seen users flee from the platform. We have seen the shaking up of the verification on the platform. We have seen thousands of employees at Twitter lose their jobs overnight.
Yeah.
Some here in Ireland. I don't think, and this is why I would disagree ever so slightly with your optimistic view of this just being a sort of a title for the lads type thing. Elon Musk doesn't care about consequences.
Yes, but the federal court system in the United States does, and they've got labour laws and all these people are civil servants. It's just so different from getting rid of people at X or getting rid of people at Tesla. I just think this is pie in the sky stuff. The first person he goes to fire is going to say, actually, legally, you can't do that. And I know what you say, Elon Musk would say he doesn't care, but Elon Musk is not the ultimate arbiter, actually, there. The courts will be the ultimate arbiter. And if labour law is on that person's side, sorry, Elon.
You see, my fear is that given all of the changes that have been tossed around in America over the last little while.
Yeah, they could change the labour laws.
Exactly it. And I wouldn't put it past any of them to do that. So I do think, and sometimes people email into my show, given out to me for being sort of scoffing at Elon Musk. I will be one of the first to say the man is a genius. What he has done is incredibly impressive. Mm. He has a brilliant brain. I don't think we have seen the end of his innovations and his investments in innovation. But having him in an influential position that will directly impact human beings, the income of human beings, and the society in which all of us operate scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. I think this is just to keep him happy. I don't think he'll be doing anything.
Right.
Listen, your tech tip this week is somewhat related, actually.
Yes, indeed. In the last little while, The Guardian has posted an article on, believe it or not, The Guardian. And they have said that they are no longer using the platform X.
Okay.
They have said, and it's quite interesting, they have said that social media can be an important tool for news organisations and help us to reach new audiences. But at this point, X now plays a diminished role in promoting our work. And it also says, thankfully, we can do this because our business model does not rely on viral content tailored to the whims of social media giants' algorithms. Instead, we're directly funded by our readers. That is a big swipe. Now, I know quite a few social media managers personally, and they have said the bane of their existence is the whimsical changes of algorithms on social media platforms. This also then feeds into a point I made a second ago about the toxicity of the platform of X. Some of the changes that have been made have been detrimental to publishers. So this is quite interesting. So my tech tip is, follow the Guardian's lead and waddle away from X.
What is your tech rec then this week?
Okay, this is a bit of fun. And I think you'll like this because it's utter nonsensical brilliance. It's a podcast called What Did You Do Yesterday?
Okay.
And it's hosted by David O'Doherty, who I know you've had on the show before, and Max Rushton, who I think he presented Soccer AM or one of those football things. It's a podcast where they have famous people on and they only want to know what you did yesterday. So you could have had the best day of your life on Sunday. They don't care about that. They want to know, what time did you wake up yesterday? Did you get dressed before you had a coffee? And what stage did you brush your teeth? And who did you interact with? It sounds mundane.
Yes, but it certainly does.
What I love is that there are these big notions, people who you know and you love and you laugh along with all the time. And you're seeing how mundane and normal their lives are. You know, Richard Osman, the author and dude from Pointless, was on the other day and he was talking about how they got a new kitten and the new kitten essentially bullying the other cat. It's a lovely listen. That's not political. That's not murder. That's not heavy. It is chewing gum for the brain and I highly recommend it.
What Did You Do Yesterday? It's a podcast that's hosted by David O'Doherty and Max Rushton. Lots of people getting in touch. Yes, about Elon Musk. This is says he's wasting his time with Twitter. Everyone knows the hard shoulder text line is the only platform that matters.
There you go.
087 1400 106. The number for those texts. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent. Thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.